Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Atlantis Rising by T.A. Barron. Narrated by Graham Mack and T.A. Barron.
Author Introduction to Tantor Audiobooks 2025. Atlantis Saga by T.A. Barron. Welcome, all of you adventurous voyagers of the imagination, to the new audiobooks of the Atlantis Saga. I'm T.A. Barron. Not that long ago, people thought that humans' defining quality was our ability to make tools. Well, Jane Goodall demolished that definition by her observations of chimpanzees, and her discovery changed forever our view of ourselves. To my mind, though, our most essential human quality never really was about tools. No, it's something very different. It's our ability to tell stories. To create imagery that can reach people of all descriptions across many different languages and cultures and times. To offer metaphors that convey deep meaning and eternal questions. To portray shared emotions, enduring ideas, and wondrous places. Places like Atlantis. Now there's a word that's a place, an idea, and a mystery. All in one. What led me to write the books of the Atlantis Saga? Well, like you, I've always wondered about this mythic isle and dreamed of boarding a magical sailboat that would take us there to explore its mysteries and reveal its secrets. Ever since Plato first wrote about Atlantis more than 2,000 years ago, describing the terrible cataclysm that destroyed the island and sank it forever under the sea, Atlantis has inspired countless tales, stories, poems, movies, plays, and songs, and they are always, always about its tragic, violent end, its total destruction, its disappearance from the known world. But what about its birth? How was that magical place actually created? What people helped it happen, or tried desperately to stop it? What secret forces gave Atlantis such miraculous power? And what were the hidden seeds of its ultimate demise? Well, what began as one book, Atlantis Rising, brought to life so many characters and quests and mysteries that I simply could not resist expanding the story into three full novels and a prequel. I wondered, for example, what larger conflicts in the spirit realm might have been connected to the conflicts playing out on Atlantis. My mind filled with questions, like, would the island's destiny be determined by the boat of Greek sailors who washed ashore? Or by the powers of the ethereal ocean glass crystal worn by a sea dragon? Or perhaps by the growing love between two young people, a love that gave birth to its own deep magic? Alas, at the end of this voyage, they and we must lose this beloved island beneath the swirling sea, just as Plato foretold. But wait, it's just possible that some of Atlantis could still survive, that some of it might be with us today, right here, right now. Whether that happens will depend on those two young people, the power of their love, and the weight of their sacrifice. It will also depend on the presence of magic and the possibility of miracles. Enjoy your journey to Atlantis.
Endless magic with you goes, planets from afar, deeper even than the sea, where whale songs rise.